Brayden, how heartbreaking is it to see that one slip away the way it did?
Yeah, it's tough. Really late in a game like that, and PK played so well. When you give one up, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to get one back with that little time. But yeah, it stinks. I thought we played a pretty decent game for the most part, especially our start. It's something we've been focusing on. I thought our first period was really good. But yeah, it's tough.
A lot of the talk on the road trip was the number of penalties you guys were taking. I mean, how much more disciplined do you guys have to be?
Yeah, it's another thing that's just kind of creeped into our game and something we got to sort out. Obviously, it's very taxing on our penalty killers to be playing that much and killing that much, and on our goaltender as well. And tonight you saw it. It just bit us.
Your 5-on-5 game is pretty good as a whole. Is it frustrating that because your 5-on-5 game was so well, it takes you out of that flow because of the penalties?
It does break up the game quite a bit. You know, then you're getting out with you know, not your line. And yeah, it's. I thought our 5-on-5 was good. Yeah, for the most part. Obviously, things to build on, but yeah, we just been taking too many penalties tonight.
Go ahead.
It seemed like you guys were pushing though, you know, right before that call at the third. Did you feel that you guys were kind of on the verge there?
I thought we were playing good. I thought we were limiting their chances, and I thought we had a couple of good looks by some of our guys. And it's an unlucky penalty. I mean, you know, things happen, and really capitalize on it. Credit.
Did you see enough to where your team game is building, maybe closer to what you wanted to do?
I think so. I think we're getting there. Went through a bit of a tough stretch on that road trip there, and that we responded well in the last two games on that trip. And then tonight, I thought 5-on-5, we were pretty good.
When you go to 6-on-5, is it predetermined who's coming on the ice, or does coach just holler at somebody to go on?
No, we got a group. We work on it in practice. We've had some success this year. Just that one, there's such little time to try to get in the zone. And I can't remember who their winger was, but he makes a good play to get a stick on it, and it goes all the way. That's tough, but you know, we do have a group that we trust.
Impressions of Brandon Hagel?
Good. I played against him in junior, watched a lot of hockey games. He's always impressive. I think tonight you saw just his work ethic, his ability to win battles, and I think he's a guy that really sees the ice. He's an impressive player, and he's a big pickup for a group. Obviously, losing you know, Bowen and Ratty is tough. They were great guys for us, and but you know, Hags is stepping in on a travel day to play that well is impressive, and he's a really good part of group.
So how much can you appreciate showing up at the rink at noon, not getting a skate with your teammates, and just going on playing?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, systems wise, and guys you've never played with before, and but you know, I think just his whole career, things have never really fazed him. He's a guy that works harder than he has, and he saw it tonight. He sees his work ethic.
According to two of the best goalies in the world going at it tonight, your goal is kind of an example of, you know, the dirty type of goals that you're going to need to play with instead of good preparation as we get closer to the postseason.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like you say, playoff goals are not always pretty. I thought he played pretty extremely well. I thought Bradley played extremely well. It was a goaltending duel for sure. But that one, yeah, just puck land there. Just get a poke on it. But that's, I guess, yeah. Those are kind of goal score playoffs.